Over the course of the pandemic, more than 150 businesses have reached out to the Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce in need of COVID-related assistance. For Chamber of Commerce President Debbie Moore, it's a heartbreaking sign of the times.
They're just trying to go from day to day, keep the lights on, keep employees employed. Are we working at home more? Yes. Are we navigating new waters? Yes. Do we know what the end is? No.
Moore is in favor of additional government aid to help support local business. She stressed no matter what political party is in office, officials have a responsibility to step in.
We certainly hope, no matter who is president and under their leadership, we continue looking at opportunities to fund them and assist in businesses' growth and development if they navigate and can pivot out of this, be safe. And the Chamber's goal, no matter who is elected, is to responsibly keep Las Cruces safe and open. And that's where we stand, no matter who's elected in what position.
Moore says state and federal elected officials should make sure businesses are getting access to both funding and educational tools. She says many businesses can't wait until President-elect Biden is sworn into office, calling for federal aid by the end of the year.
Cannot wait. I mean, I am hoping before the end of December, we have a new financial package. Yes, many businesses are struggling, and that is not going to end between now and December. So my hope would be on the federal level, certainly they pass a new package. On the state level, I'm hoping that as we go into the 2021 legislative session, that they will extend or adapt or however they define it, the loan process that they approved during a special session, maybe extend it longer and move forward.
Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales says one of the first things that needs to be done in the 2021 legislative session is to make assistance more accessible to businesses in need.
We passed a $400 million assistance for businesses. I mean, it was at a 1% loan just because of the anti-donation clause that had to eat through a loan, but that didn't work out exactly the way we had envisioned it because there's only been $20 million or so expended from that. There has to be some adjustments made and making sure that we can do it in a way to make those dollars get out to the communities, to those small businesses who need it. And right now, because of the stringent approach of that language in the bill, it's made it hard to access those dollars.
Morales has had the opportunity to listen to the concerns of small business owners, something he says has been extremely helpful in understanding the challenges they have faced during the pandemic, as well as the best way to approach solutions. He hopes businesses continue to reach out to government officials.
My message to them would be to continually reach out, continually have those discussions with us and the ideas of what we can do. And, you know, it is a challenging time because when we see our numbers that are continually skyrocketing, there's always a concern of what's going to happen with small businesses, and we want to make sure that we hear from them.
Debbie Moore says the challenge for businesses will be figuring out their new rhythm in a post-pandemic landscape.
It's not going to be magically disappearing either after the election or January 1st, 2021. And I'm thinking it's going to be 2 to 3 years before we really get into the new rhythm.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.